gals, all you hip cats, cool kittens, you diesel-powered disciples of cool. This is Tales from the Flip Side, the further adventures of Big Daddy Cool in the 21st century. And I am your host, the comic book loving, time traveling, diesel punk prophet of pop culture, the artist also known as Big Daddy Cool, John Pica. You can call me Johnny. And we are coming at you tonight with the top five diesel punk comics you should be reading. But before we get to that, we got to thank our sponsor, Vault. That's V-A-L-T. Have you ever been flummoxed by a forgotten or lost password? Well, guess what? Worry no more, because Vault is here. Vault creates password encryption and recovery by using images, pictures, images that only you know and are easy to remember. So there's no more having to go through, hey, I forgot my password, send me my password, send it to my email, validate this and that. No. These guys have figured it out. With NSA-level security encryption, using images that you know and can remember and are specific to you, they've made password recovery sexy, because picking the images, learning the cadences and the what the images mean and going through all that is actually fun. It's really, really cool. And we've got a great special for you, our listeners. You can register to win a $100 gift card if you go to vault.io/tales. That's V-A-L-T dot I-O slash T-A-L-E-S, vault.io/tales. Register to win a $100 gift card. And just check these guys out. You can download it right now for your Mac and iOS devices, and be on the road to sexy password recovery. vault.io/tales. All right, guys and gals, well, we are here, and we're going to be talking about the top five diesel punk comics you should be reading. Actually, I don't know if they're the top five, but they're the five that are currently on shelves right now that if you're not reading these books, you're really missing out on some of the best diesel punk content to be produced in a long, long time. And let's see, these are in no particular order. I didn't rank these 1 to 5, but these are the books that I am looking forward to every month, and every month I'm blown away by the quality. So up first is Moonshine, and Moonshine just launched with issue number 7. They previously had done 1 through 6, and you can get that in a collected trade paperback edition, but it's by Brian Azzarello and Eduardo Risso. And Moonshine is basically set during Prohibition, and the Chicago mobs, Masseria, have come down to Appalachia to negotiate with the Appalachian moonshiners to buy their liquor if they can, and if they can't, to take over. And things go south, and so Masseria's mob, you know, decide they're just going to take over the operation. The only problem is these Appalachian moonshiners are werewolves. How cool is that? So Chicago bootleggers and Appalachian moonshiner werewolves fighting for control of the territory during Prohibition. It doesn't get any more diesel punk than that. Next up, if you're not reading Athena Voltaire, you are really, really missing out. So Athena Voltaire is Steve Bryant's creation, and the current series which launched with issue number one. Athena Voltaire and the Sorcerer Pope is by Bryant, Canalis, Elmer, and Murin. And it is basically, think about it this way. Athena Voltaire is one part Indiana Jones, one part Laura Croft, one part Amelia Earhart, and one part Harry Houdini, and it's 100% pulp heroic adventure. And she is a pulp hero worthy of admiration. She is, you know, just, she's a great character, lot of fun, and Steve Bryant has created a great series. Athena Voltaire started as a webcomic, got picked up as a collected compendium. Then last year, there was a three-issue Athena Voltaire and the Volcano Goddess series, and now this is the new ongoing series, starting with the Sorcerer Pope and the Sorcerer Pope. So pick that up. It's on shelves right now. You can pick up issue number one right now, and you can go get the compendium and the Volcano Goddess collected editions on shelves as well. Hellboy 1955. Now, this series actually started with Hellboy 1952. It's Hellboy and the Bureau of Paranormal Research and Defense, the BPRD, 1952, 53, 54. Now we're on 1955. And these are Hellboy's earliest missions. And it's by the creator Mike Mignola, Chris Robertson, Paolo Rivera, Joe Rivera, and Dave Stewart. Really fantastic writing, great artwork. I don't have enough to say about this. I can say nothing but good things about it. It's good stuff because Hellboy is still finding his feet, and you get a lot of great interaction. It's kind of like an origin story. And you can pick up 52, 53, 54 in collected editions right now. And go ahead and pick up 1955. You can get the single issues on shelves right now. And look, guys, I recommend whenever possible, get the single issues. Go ahead and support these creators by getting their titles monthly. That's what I like to do. I like to get the individual issues, and then I go back and I buy the trade paperback, and I reread the story in the collected edition because I always find stuff that I missed. All right, up next is the Betty Page monthly series. So this takes place in 1952, and it stars Betty Page, the world-famous Diesel-era pinup model who inspired a generation. But it asks the question, and here's the premise. What if Betty Page's pinup modeling and acting career were just a cover for her secret agent activities defending America from aliens and mystic artifacts? How awesome is that? And there's actually precedence for this in the historical record. We know Harry Houdini was an agent for MI6 in the America's Secret Service. You know, if you believe him, Chuck Barris was a CIA operative undercover in Hollywood as the host of the Gong Show. And so, you know, there's some validity to this being a possibility. Do we have any evidence that Betty Page was? I don't know. But the idea is pretty intriguing, and the series has been great. It's got a rotating cast of artists. It's written by, let me see here, by David Avalone, and it's by Dynamite Comics, Dynamite Entertainment. And the latest issue, or the first issue, had art by Colton Worley, but they've had a rotating cast of artists, and each one has been great. Just absolutely fantastic. All right. Up last, Half Past Danger 2. Half Past Danger was a five-volume series about 2 years ago. You can get it in the collected edition. It's actually in a hardback edition. And Volume 2 is out on shelves right now. And I think we're up to issue number 6, maybe. I'll have to double-check that. And I'm not sure if it's actually just wrapped up or if it's going to go past that. The ending of the last issue was a little bit nebulous, so I'm not sure where we ended up on that. But imagine this. Indiana Jones, Steve Rogers, Captain America, the Black Widow, and a ninja and his pet Velociraptor are a super secret team to prevent the Nazis from weaponizing dinosaurs for the Third Reich. Now, it's not actually Indiana Jones, Captain America, or Black Widow, but those are the character archetypes that they're basing them off of. Sergeant Flynn is basically the Indiana Jones kind of character. I think John Walker is his name, which is funny because he's a captain in the U.S. Army, and John Walker was a character who became Captain America for a while Steve Rogers was not in the suit. The Black Widow character, it's going to escape me, and I don't have a copy of it in front of me, but she's an agent for MI6. And then Ishii is the nickname for the ninja. Ishiba, I believe, is his last name. And he's got a pet Velociraptor that he calls Spot. And it's a long story how he got the pet Velociraptor, but their goal is to shut down the Nazis and prevent them from weaponizing dinosaurs on this secret island where they have a laboratory, and they're developing, you know, this formula that will basically repopulate the Earth with dinosaurs that they'll be able to control with, technology, mental manipulation, and it's wild. And of course, you know, with any good dieselpunk story, you've got the giant mechas, the walking tanks of the Nazis, and it's really, really, really good. Really fantastic, and it reads like a classic dieselpunk pulp adventure movie. It reads like an Indiana Jones movie, and if you're into Indiana Jones, and if you're into World War II high adventure and intrigue, you're going to absolutely love Half Past Danger Volume 2. And I'm sure they'll be issuing that in a collected edition sooner than later as well. But go ahead and pick up the individual issues and have a lot of fun. And that's by the way, Stephen Mooney does that book and published by IDW. Interestingly, all of the dieselpunk comics that you should be reading are from the independent publishers. And there are a few others that I'm digging. Jupiter Jet is really good. Atomic Robo. But what's really funny is they're all from indie publishers. DC and Marvel are not publishing any diesel punk, deco punk, anachropunk, steampunk, whatever you're into, titles. All of the genre punk stuff, the pulpy, jazz age inspired stuff is coming from independent publishers. IDW, Dynamite, Action Lab, and Dark Horse. You know, go figure. I guess they can do some of the riskier, more niche stuff. But what you get with that is because you're not having to cater to this, you know, large commercial audience, you can focus more on the quality of the story and the quality of the artwork. And man, these five titles all deliver in a big way, and I highly, highly recommend you check them out. Now, before I go, I mentioned our sponsor, Vault, vault.io/tales, T-A-L-E-S, and that's Vault, V-A-L-T. Go check them out. Win, register to win a $100 gift card. That's vault.io/tales. But don't forget our other great sponsors, like Comic Bento. You can get a mystery box of comics delivered to your mailbox every month for less than $20, $25. Check them out at mycomicbento.com. And of course, Magic Subscription Box. If you're listening to this right now, this weekend we'll be publishing a brand new Magic Subscription Box review live from Murfreesboro Anime and Comic Con, and I'm going to actually perform one of the pieces directly out of the box because it is one of my performance pieces in my professional repertoire. That's right, but you can get your own Magic Subscription Box, a magic shop in your mailbox every month at magicsubscriptionbox.com, and use my promo code BDCMagic and take 50% off your first month. And hey, while we're talking about things to check out and to read, pick up my book, Tales from the Flip Side, The Adventures of Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens, from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, Audible, wherever books are sold. And it's really good. It's you know, I wrote it. Now, I haven't read it myself, but people say it's great. And you know, it's vampire Nazis, superpowered showgirls, and time-traveling gangsters. It's an autobiography. So you want to check that out. Tales from the Flip Side, the book, The Adventures of Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. And one last website to plug. If you like the shows that we do, make sure you drop a tip in our digital tip jar at www.patreon.com. That's www.patreon.com/BigDaddyCoolShows. And all of these links are in the show notes, so you don't have to remember them. Just go check them out. And at Patreon, you can drop a tip in our digital tip jar. We're looking for $1, $2, $5 tops per month that you say, yes, Johnny, I love what you're doing, and I'm going to support you. And in exchange for your support, guys, I'm going to be doing more of these podcast episodes. I may be even do them first day with my new tongue. I may even do them daily. No guarantees yet, but at least two or three times a week, I'm going to be coming to you with cool stuff that I'm into, that I'm either reading, listening to, or watching, comics, books, movies. It's basically Big Daddy Cool's view of contemporary pop culture through diesel punk eyes. Can you dig that? I knew that you could. All right, one last thing. If you want to contact us, you can connect with me at www.bigdaddycoolshows.com. You can click the social media icon of your choosing and connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, or just send us a good old-fashioned email. And that would be epic. And while you're at it, if you're listening to us and digging this, drop us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. Just go on, give us a 5-star review, and make it a good one. All right, guys and gals. Well, I hope you guys have enjoyed my overview of the 5 diesel punk comics that you should be reading. And if you do, let us know. And if there are any titles that you're into that I missed, just drop me an email and let me know. Until the next time, swing hard, swing often, and we'll catch you on the flip side.